Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit, and I'm your host Lee Haney, and looking forward to sharing some awesome information with you guys today, particularly awesome testimonial. It's a beautiful day in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a little bit overcast, but hey, that's okay. We're alive, we're well, we're kicking, and we thank God for the day that He has made. And I have an awesome testimony to share with you today, a wonderful young lady that made some tremendous progress in doing the 60-Day Transformation Challenge. And I am going to bring her on the show and let you guys just hear exactly what she's been able to accomplish. It wasn't easy, but she did it. And she's going to let you know exactly how it all happened. I would like to bring and introduce you to Miss Nathalyn Hicks. Hello, Nathalyn.
How are you, Mr. Haney?
I am doing great, and welcome to Totally Fit. Now, did I pronounce that right, Nathalyn or Nathalyn?
Nathalyn.
Nathalyn. Well, thank you for being a guest on the show, and it's just an honor to have you on. And I want the listeners out there to hear your testimony, because what you were able to accomplish in losing 59 pounds was absolutely incredible. And the other things that you had to endure in order to reach this point. So without any further ado, let's jump right into this. Now you're located there in Virginia, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm right here in Richmond.
Okay, and you're also a mom of two. So let's talk a bit about, you know, why you chose to enter this challenge.
Okay, well, like you said, I am a mother of two. I have one in college. I have a junior to be in college, and I have a seven-year-old first grader who's actually disabled. So I have a lot of running around to do with him, but God is still good.
That's right.
Yeah, so I lost a little bit of focus on my health and was focusing on his health as opposed to mine. And then I had a lot of people telling me, even yourself, you got to take care of yourself to take care of him. So he's
right.
My wife.
Well, I tell you what, you've done a tremendous job in doing just that. You know, being a mom isn't easy. I mean, you know, I'm here with my wife, and, you know, we have enough going on already, but then having a child in college, or let's say a young adult in college, and then having, you know, your son who has special needs and you have to adhere to those needs, that takes quite a bit of sacrifice, quite a bit of time. But, you know, as you said before, out of love, you make it happen. So let's talk a bit about, you know, some of the things that you've endured. And how you ended up, you know, listen, guys, first of all, I want you to go to LeeHaney.com. Take a look at Nathalyn's photos. They look fantastic. And I would go as far to say this. Nathalyn, you made the overall greatest transformation. I mean, beyond just the weight, your curves are there. You look absolutely stunning. You look great, girl. You got it going on. And so,
thank you.
You did it in a lot of different ways, and then a psychological part of what it took for you to get there. So let's talk a bit about that journey. You know, how did you get your mind wrapped around this?
Well, actually, the funny part is we started on the 20th, I think, of January.
Yes.
Yeah, and I actually got hit by a track. Me and my son got hit by a tractor trailer on the 13th of January.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes. So that was a struggle in itself, but I had committed, you know, that I was going to do the transformation, and so I did it. I was leery at first because, you know, like I said, with him, I had to go up and down the highways and so forth with him with all his therapy sessions. And so I did the detox, and the detox in itself was different. It was very different. I was anticipating having to run to the restroom, you know, a lot back and forth. And I didn't experience any of that. No cramping. It wasn't complicated. I didn't have to figure out what, you know, what I needed to take. You had the package pre-done. So that made life easier. So now, mind you, this is 22 therapy sessions a week, taking him to school in the middle of it, and still doing what I had to do. So the way I did it was you did it for me, actually. You had the package ready for the detox. That was easy. All I had to make sure I had was my distilled water and my lemon juice, you know, my fruit and vegetables. So you made it simple. The first week made it very simple, and it retrained my body in itself. So I didn't do anything outside of that from the beginning.
Well,
you know, the 7-day detox.
Okay, as far as your meal preparation, you know, because you're a mom and you're on the go. You're very, very busy. How do you go about setting up a regimen for your meals?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So with that, the detox portion was easy. The meal portion was easy because I had prepared my vegetables and my fruit. I'm going to tell you, I did the watermelon spears. I did those because those were the easiest things to do when you're on the road because it can stay cold and things like that. And then I did my boiled eggs. So I prepared my thing at night, and it would last me 2 to 3 days. And then I just had everything packaged out in my Ziploc bags, and that's how we did it. That was very, very easy for me. Because when you do greens and things like that, when you do vegetables, you can cook a big pot of those at one time. And so it's easier when you do that one, you know, that big pot, you do it, and then you portion it out, and it's easy. That was easy for me. Some people like different things. So the steamable vegetables, you could do, you know, you could just wrap them up in the saran wrap, the fresh broccoli, and you put it in the microwave, and it's done. And you don't even realize because of the distilled water. I put a lot of lemon. I put lemon juice in my distilled water always, and that gave me my drink. My watermelon gave me my fruit juices that I was missing. You know what I'm saying? The extra sweetness and little things like that. But after that, when I went back to meats and stuff, I didn't really want the heavy meats, like the beef and things that I removed from my diet.
Well,
that's
great. So that's a figure there, because a lot of people, after they finish, they tend to sort of drift back. But we found that the majority of the people, I'd say 95% of the people that have done the challenge, once they've completed and they've seen all the hard work, all the sacrifice, and they've gotten their mind retrained, they take it, they move it forward as a lifestyle approach, and it's easier to stay on at that point. Now, let's talk a bit about time for exercise, and what did you do?
Okay. Okay, so my goal, you know how you say you're going to go to the gym, you're going to do this, you're going to do that? That was my goal. My goal was to go to the gym twice a day, every day. You know that didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
So you know that did not happen. So I started out going to the gym in the morning, right after I dropped Micah off at school. So I went to the gym, and then everything else came up. I did that for, 3 good days. Went to the gym in the morning, went to the gym in the evening, 3 days. After that, everything else was done at home. So that's why I said, you know, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So in between commercials, when we're sitting there and doing homework, because he gets a commercial break, you know, I did my exercise there in between. So I have you on the video, on the computer. So I have a video on the computer and TV. So I'm doing 5-minute interval workouts, where he gets his 5-minute break in between, you know, his homework. I did my 5-minute interval workout. And then I did the – I had to make it creative. And I swapped out every – and so I did videos for a week. The next week I said, okay, I'm going to get to the gym. I got to the gym 2 days, so you know that didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So I just had to make it an exercise. So when he was at therapy, I would do my walking. I would do my bike. In the evening, instead of me making it to the gym, I had a friend that had a punching bag around the corner. So I would go to his punching bag. I would do the little boxing things there. And then I would move in between every interval thing still with the homework. So I'm still moving, you know, doing the exercises that I could do in place, stationary things. And then when you're restless and you're tired, when you're restless and you have a lot of energy because now you're not sluggish from the heavy food, I would get up when I'm awake. Since you're up at night anyway, instead of looking at TV, I look at the video and work out and do things like that. So I know that sounds crazy, but yeah, I didn't make it to the gym like I planned. That was the plan, though, to go to the gym every day, but it didn't happen.
Well, you know something, the saying that goes, where there's a will, there's a way, you proved that. You know, your will, it inspired you to get up and do things, you know, between sets and watching TV at the same time. And when while your son was doing his therapy, you found something else to do that was physical. You know, people would be surprised how much they can accomplish just by moving, you know, and not making it as many excuses, you know, when you can do it.
Because normally I would sit there and watch him doing therapy, watch them stretch him, watch them move him. There's no point in me sitting there watching him do that when I could be doing the same thing. It's an hour. So that was just an hour. We're looking at 22 hours a week that I'm just sitting there watching them do stuff. So that was 22 hours a week that I could do stuff.
That's exactly right. And you took full advantage of it, and the results speak for themselves. And again, listeners, please go to leehaney.com and take a look at Nathalie and just see how she transformed her body. You look absolutely great. And now, tell me this, what did your girlfriends or your family members have to say after seeing you make this type of progress?
Well, actually, that's the funny part. Now, it's funny because I send in the pictures to you, and I took pictures, but I took a picture from the back because that's what I thought you had asked for. For some reason, I read more into it, and you didn't. But to see yourself from the back, no one ever sees themselves from the back.
Right.
And that was I have to do this right now for me because I saw more from the back view of me than other people would see. To me, I saw, you know, the extra weight and everything. So when I did that and then I took a picture at the end and everybody looked at it, when they saw the pictures that I sent you, you could instantly see all of my rolls gone, you know, from my stomach. And that's like, so what are you doing? And they said, we see that you're still eating, so what are you doing? You get what I'm saying? They know I don't have time to go to the gym. They know I don't have time. And I said, the Lee Haney transformation. They say 60-day transformation. So what's the diet? I said, he really doesn't give you a diet. I said, he tells you how to eat. And he lets it be up to you. He gives you options, and you still make it how you want to make it. You got to do what works for you. If I know I'm not going to eat bran cereal, I don't eat that. Why would I try to force myself to eat that? You see what I'm saying, Ms. Haney? So I took what you gave me, and I took, you know how they say, take the good with the bad. You take out what you can do and that you're going to stick to it, and you do it. And that's what I did. I had to go with what worked for me. So that's what I did. But as far as... Yeah, so going with my cousins and everything, they want to do, and that's why I think the lady called me. When she called me about the challenge and, you know, the results, I asked her, when was the next one? So I have my son's homeschool teacher, three of his therapists, and about eight other people that's supposed to be doing the challenge the next go-around because they want to do it.
What? Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And we want to let everybody know, too, now, we were on Steve Harvey's show this past Tuesday, and we announced the winners, and we also sent people to the website to see your picture, Nathalie, and also the pictures of the other winners, Anthony. And so everybody was so excited having saw that. So they are joining the challenge individually. So you don't have to wait at the first of the year to take the challenge. So make sure they know that. If they follow the challenge,
they wanted to
know
how they get the information. How do they get the information?
All they do is just go to leehaney.com. They will receive an eating program, the guidelines on the detox system, all of that they'll receive in the mail. And on the website. So they'll get all of that. So there's no guesswork to it. We take all of the guesswork out. So all you have to do is just follow the program. Yeah.
And they'll still be able to get everything, right?
Yeah, they'll still be able to get everything. And see, the other thing that we did, I don't know if you had a chance to do it, but we did make the community available so that people can go on there and look at other exercises that can be incorporated into their fitness program. We also show people how to go shopping, how to select the right foods and so forth. Then we have inspirational testimonies on Totally Fit Radio blog, which your testimony is going to be on there. So people taking the challenge to hear what you have to say and what you did and making your progress. So we have all of these support tools that nobody else gives, and we make it available to our people. And other thing is, too, even if you don't take the challenge, you can still go online and register for the Lee Haney Fitness Community at no cost at all and still get all of those great information.
And inspirational pushing things, yep.
That's right. And that makes all the difference in the world. Now, you've done the challenge. You went through your 60 days. So where are we going to go now? Where are you now?
You ready? Because remember, I don't know if you remember, like I said, prior to all of this, I was a size 6, okay? That's my goal. So to me, so by next year, that's where I want to be with tone and just eating right. You know what I'm saying? So I think I can do that. That's my goal. That's where I want to be. So now I'm working on toning and cutting and getting myself, shaping myself, sculpting my body to where I want it to be.
Well, that is very good. I really feel with all of my heart that you can accomplish that, because the great thing about where you are, you know, you, like I said, you have a nice tone. All you have to do is just continue to tap the muscle by doing the resistance training with that total body workout DVD, our Train with Lee DVD. And if you wanted to, we also have, as you know, that Cupid aerobic video that stands steps and so forth that help kick the metabolism up, helping the body burn fat. So there's a lot of different ways to get you there. But that eating, that nutrition, as you found, is 75% of you reaching your goals. It's 75%. What you eat determines how you feel and how you look and how much progress you'll be able to make. You know, so
and
you're on the right track.
And that's true. A lot of people said, they said, we thought you had energy at first. My goodness. I'm not sluggish at all. I still move. We still do everything. I'm up at 4, and we go down at 10 to 12, and I'm back on the grind. So, but, yeah, I went to the gym when we started. I went to the gym prior to the transformation, and I told them that I was going to do this. And they said, good, we get to see you work out and drink water, because I was so against water. Do you understand that? So against water. I said, but I'm going to do it. I said, I'm going to do it. I committed to doing this. I'm going to do this. They said, we can't believe you're drinking water. That's a plus. But water doesn't make a difference.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? That was one of the next questions I was going to ask you, is about water. You know, because so many people miss that. Water is extremely important for flushing weight and bloat out of the body. It's important to transport nutrients throughout the entire body. So people who lack water, who don't drink water, it's near impossible to get rid of waste and bloat. The water has to be there, good quality water. Now, let me ask you this. How many glasses of water, you know, I don't know whether you've measured or not, you know, but how many do you think that you was taking in during the day? And what were you drinking prior to that?
Now, see, that's the thing. Let me tell you about me. I drink, when I drink, I would only drink, like, tea or white grape juice. I know. And that's it. So I'm not and then if I'm driving a long ways like I do on the highway going to take my son to therapy, it would have been a Mountain Dew. I know. Wrong. It's wrong. But, so, I would get, you know, the sports bottle waters that's like 24 ounces. So I got that, and I would fill that up. My goal was to drink 2 of those a day. That was my goal, because I don't drink water, right? So I went from supposedly drinking two of those a day to where at the end of the day, I'm pulling out 6 to 8 of those out of the car. And it was just because I was thirsty. I don't know why I was thirsty, but I was thirsty. So I would do six to eight of those a day. So I don't know how much that was.
I tell you what, that was right on. Yeah, that's a lot of water. And it's the perfect combination, too. You know, a lot of people, they just realize, when you have a glass of tea, you're talking about somewhere around 300 calories. And one
probably more than that, because you know we're in the South, because there's a lot of sugar in it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You know,
so, it's a lot. Yeah, and then I did a little bit of research, and they told me that I needed to, if I wanted to be effective, I needed to do half my body weight in water. And I said, that's almost impossible, but I did it. And it did work.
Yeah.
It did work. So without anything, because with the detox, I'm going to just tell you, I said I wasn't working out. With the detox, I didn't do anything but cardio. And like I said, that was, 3 days, right? So the first week, I lost 13 pounds.
Wow.
With the detox alone, I lost 13 pounds. And, you know, that gets anybody ready to go.
it will. I mean, just think, you know, I tell so many people, you know, it's just like your car. If you drive your car and you never change the oil in the filter, your performance is not going to be as good. The same way with the body. You know, once your system get clogged with waste and bloat, and, you know, listen, we go from, let's say we'll start at the 4th of July. That's one holiday. Next holiday is Labor Day? You know, I think that's Labor Day. After Labor Day, we have, is it Thanksgiving? Then after Thanksgiving, we have Christmas. After Christmas, we have the New Year's party. And so we're eating, partying, eating, next thing you know.
And all the birthdays
of the year,
and anniversaries in between, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You can put on 25, 30 pounds and the drop of a hat and never know it. And all of a sudden, you're tired. You don't have any energy. You don't feel like anything. You're sluggish. All of a sudden, the doc said, golly, your blood pressure is high. And then all of a sudden, he tells you, well, you know something, your sugar level is high. So we have to put you on some, you look as though you're getting ready to be in the era of becoming diabetic. So, and all of a sudden you say, oh man, my knees are hurting. Well, for every 1 pound over your body weight, that's 4 pounds of pressure on your joints. So all of these things happen by carrying all of those weight and bloat and so forth. So please, listeners, do yourself a favor and let's take better care of ourselves. And Natalyn, you've been an awesome inspiration there. April Coles, April did a fantastic job. She looked great. She regained her health and life back. Anthony Brown, Anthony is rocking and rolling. Matter of fact, he and Jesse, they're now challenging each other. And then Carlo, he said he's going to wax all of them. So Carlo is with the Wise Guys out of New Jersey. So all of these people dropped over 40 pounds, you know, and they've gotten their life back. They feel better. So I am so proud of what you've been able to accomplish and the fact that you're going to keep moving forward and making progress.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know that a lot of times along the way, sometimes I always use this term, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Right.
And those times that you didn't feel like a nut, what did you do to keep yourself inspired?
Well, like I said, I had to get creative. I promise you, I had to get creative. So it's no juice, right? It's no juice.
Right.
It's none of that extra stuff. So I blended my watermelon and made me a watermelon slushy with just the fruit, adding nothing. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you have to be creative, right? It's just fruit. So as long as I don't add anything, and I think I'm drinking a drink, it's a drink, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, I tell you what now, that's a new one on me. I've never heard of a watermelon slushy. I think
I'm
you need to work on coming out with that.
I had to be creative. So, yes, that's what I did. I did my kale chips because I wanted something. I want my vegetable. I made them chips. Mm-hmm. I did kale chips instead of having chips because you wanted the crunch. And so that's what
right.
I did. I did different stuff. I know I'm extra. And I had cucumber salads. They made the cucumbers look like French fries with garlic on it. I'm just telling you, it's just what I did.
That is
but
fantastic.
It worked.
It worked.
So,
it worked. Hey. See, that's the name of the game. It worked, you know. So,
right.
And that's something, you know, the listeners need to hear how you manipulated the diet a bit and you changed things to suit you and made it easier to do. And that's what we try to do when I give the participants a meal plan, I give them the food sources. So anything along those lines that
yeah,
you can recreate.
The list.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You make it work. So that's what
make
I did.
It work.
And yeah, so I did the simple way. I did things real easy for me. The things that I like. If you eat what you like, then you're less likely to stray away from it. You know what I'm saying? You're more likely to do it if you do what you like. So that's how I did it.
You know something? It's something else. Another part of your testimony I'd like for you to share with those, because you took a passage from Jeremiah chapter 29. Let's talk a little bit about that before we leave, okay?
Sure, that's fine. Do you have that?
And what
with
was
you?
That passage? Why was that so important? You said that you know the plans that God has for you, plans to prosper you and to bring good for you, do good for you. And you said that was one of the scriptures that strengthened you so that you can move forward and know that it's more, what was happening, there was more for you than that. And God has a plan to see you healthy and to see you do well.
Right. So you want me to explain the Jeremiah 29. It's 29:11, correct? That's what I gave you?
Yeah, 29:11. Why was that important for you?
Because it's like God, the outward man, he wants you to protect yourself. And we sit here and we abuse our bodies every day. And that's not what he has for us. And we don't realize it. We say, oh, I can eat this, I can eat that. But you have people dropping every day, younger than me. I know people that have died from a heart attack at 30 and 27. And it's all because you're not eating right. You look okay on the outside, but if you don't take care of your inside, that's not God's will. You know what I'm saying? That's not his will for your life. He wants you to do better. He made you in his own image. So he wants you to be healthier, a healthier you. And if you don't get your mind right, you can't get your inside right.
I like that. And with that being said, please take that with you. Don't forget that. And be sure to go to LeeHaney.com and check out Natalie's Progress and join that community now so that you can hear stories of overcoming stories and victory. Natalie, thank you so much, darling, for being a part of Totally Fit. And we'll be in touch. We've got some prizes coming to you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And I
want
to get in on that challenge, too.
There we go. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, and listeners, make sure you tune in next time for Totally Fit. Let your friends know what's happening. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.